All right, good afternoon, James.
Good afternoon.
First off, 新年快乐.
新年快乐.
Happy New Year, yeah. So, firstly, what festivities take place during the Chinese New Year?
Well, traditionally, it's been about families getting together, families travelling long distances, spread across China or even around the world and getting together for a very short time. Particularly in China, the average folks don't get a lot of time off for holidays, but Chinese New Year is the one event where they do get a bit of a break and come together. Of course, this year, things are quite different. In Australian news, everyone would now be aware of the virus that has been spreading in China, and that's been preventing a lot of this these family reunions that typically take place.
Yeah, I mean, especially in Australia as well, we have our own crisis with the bushfires as well.
That's exactly right. So the tourism industry in Australia, for example, is really suffering from a double whammy at the moment. They've had a couple tough months from bushfires, which have been causing some Australians to rethink their travel plans, and now we've got this one emanating from China, but because Chinese tourists are our biggest source of international tourists, that's a second hit for the tourist industry. So it's a tough gig for them at the moment.
Yeah, we'll get back to that in a minute. But right now it's the year of the metal rat, which is the first of, I think, 12 in the cycle of the animal zodiac. So could you explain a little more what that means?
Yeah, so with the Chinese zodiac, as you said, is the year of the rat. And the traditional explanation or characteristics associated with the rat are that they're optimistic, likable, industrious. And while in the past that may have been true, but it's not sounding like a good description for this year, unfortunately.
Yeah. Moving on, though, Australia is home to the largest immigrant Chinese population outside of Asia. So how is the Chinese New Year, I guess, observed here in Australia?
It's been fascinating to watch it over the last 10 years. I mean, certainly when I was younger, it wasn't much of an event at all. It was very much restricted to, you know, small pockets of the community. But now we have 1.2 million of Australians of Chinese descent. We have around 600,000 Australians who were born in mainland China. So it's really spread now, and it's quite a mainstream event, which is fantastic. I mean, that's the good thing about being in Australia. We get to celebrate Chinese New Year and events and cultural festivals from other countries as well.
Yeah, of course. Now, your area of expertise is on the economics of the Australia and China relations. So with Chinese New Year happening right after the Christmas season, how is Australia's economy affected by this, I guess, extended festive period, maybe in terms of like retail and output and stuff?
Yeah, it's interesting. Again, this is something that's really developed. So 10 or 15 years ago, there wasn't a large impact. But now, travel from China injects around about $17 billion into the Australian economy each year. And there's a big jump right about now, usually. So in an average month, we might get around 100,000 Chinese tourists visiting Australia. But over Chinese New Year, that doubles to 200,000. And it's
wow.
Not just more Chinese tourists, they're actually the big spending Chinese tourists as well. So the average Chinese tourist spends nearly double that of the average tourist from another country. So it's a very big positive injection into the Australian economy, and it keeps the Christmas celebration for Australian retailers going on a bit longer than otherwise would be the case.
Yeah, of course. And I mean, as we mentioned earlier, there's the recent outbreak of the Wuhan coronavirus, which kind of reminds me of like the SARS outbreak almost like 20 years ago.
Exactly. So people are reaching for the SARS outbreak to try and learn some lessons. And that's useful, but there's some very big differences as well. The truth is, in 2003, there weren't a lot of Chinese tourists coming to Australia. There were some, but not nearly to the scale there are now. So the connections now between what's happening in China and the Australian economy are much more significant.
Definitely. So how does this virus play currently affecting China? How does business from the Chinese New Year celebrations affect both economies in China and in Australia?
Yeah, look, the big thing I'm hearing out of China at the moment is just these people-to-people connections are not happening. In a normal year, as I said before, there'd be families reuniting, there'd be celebrations going out to restaurant parties. But these days, right now, a lot of Chinese families are just preferring to stay home. So you can imagine last year, Australian wine exports would have done a roaring trade in China because there'd be all these celebrations taking place in restaurants.
Yeah, definitely.
This year, that's just not happening. So that's just one example of a good that gets shipped from Australia to China that's probably going to be facing a tough year. And the other one is services trade, where Chinese will visit Australia. Again, many people are not too keen to jump on a train to go to the airport, jump on a plane and travel for 10 hours with some other, you know, other passengers who probably won't have the virus, but people are worried that they might. So that's a hit for our tourism industry.
Yep, definitely. Especially since I realized Sydney's airport, I think, is the only major city in Australia that has direct flights into Wuhan.
That's right. But of course, you can connect to Australia from China in from many different cities now. So there's nothing stopping someone from traveling from Wuhan to Shanghai and then getting a plane to Australia. So these are normally great connections. The fact that we've been able to forge all these connections has been a good story for the Australian economy. Just at times like this, it makes things a bit tougher.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for joining us on the show today, Dr. Lawrenson.
It's my pleasure.